Well, Mr. Race is back in the real estate business, this time with Mr. Neff for a partner. It was Jane who lent Mr. Race the money to go into business, so he had to make her a partner. Jane started right out taking an active interest in the business by getting her niece Betty the job of Mr. Race's secretary. It's the second morning at the new office, and we find Mr. Race at his desk trying to concentrate as a hammering comes from the outer office. Listen.
Oh, what is it? What's going on out there? Betty, what on earth is that? Who's making all that racket out there?
Did you call me?
Yes, I'm surprised you heard me, though. What are you building out there? Do you have to make all that racket?
Oh, that isn't I. That's Aunt Jane.
And is she here again?
Oh, yes, she's been here about half an hour. She brought down some chintz curtains for the office. She's finished measuring them, and she's hanging them now.
Curtains?
Yes, chintz curtains.
Well, the curtains for me if Neff finds her here.
What do you mean, Uncle Ace?
Look, Betty, you've got to help me out. I'm going to take you into my confidence. After all, you are my secretary, and I've got to let you know what goes on here. Everything, I mean.
Of course, Uncle Ace. All business here is in strictest confidence.
Yes, well, this isn't exactly business, and still, it's the whole business.
What do you mean?
Look, when I told Mr. Neff that I had to borrow money from my wife to make up the capital needed for this partnership, he didn't like it. He was afraid she was going to meddle in the business. It took everything I had to assure him that she wouldn't.
Oh, I see.
Yes, but what you don't see is that the only way I could get the money from your aunt was to make her a partner. I had to sign a paper making her a partner in this business.
Oh.
You said it. Now I've got my hands full keeping her and Neff apart. That's why it won't do to have her coming here every day. And suppose he walked in now and found her hanging curtains there. You can imagine. Said he was coming over sometime this morning with a man on a deal for me. Our first deal. Now, if he finds her here...
Oh, I see, Uncle Ace.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Will you please drop the uncle here? I don't want him to know that you're my niece. He'll think we're making a family thing out of this.
Oh, I understand.
Wait till I get started with him. Then if I put over a few deals, he'll be a little more tractable, reasonable.
Of course. Shall I just call you Mr. Ace?
Yes, for the time being, I mean... But I've got to get rid of Jane. I can't have her around here, especially this morning, because... Oh, that noise.
Well, maybe if you explained it to her.
Oh, fine chance explaining it to her. She only let me have the money so she could be a partner, and she's a partner with a vengeance. I could get rid of her for the first few days only. Neff won't be coming around here much after these first few days, but he's probably on his way over here now.
Oh, how about sending her on an errand?
On an errand? Say, that might be something. If I could only think of something, it would take her out of here this morning.
Oh. Well, we need some stamps.
Stamps? That won't take her long.
We'll send it to the post office for them. That should take some time. And I'll think of some other things for her.
Oh, great heavens.
What was that?
I tell you, she's going to wreck this whole place if I don't do something about her.
Oh, well, don't get frightened, dear. I'm all right.
You're all right? What happened out there? What did you do?
Oh, the hammer fell out of my hand right down on the water cooler.
Oh, my.
Oh, heaven. That was just filled with smoke. Oh. Well, you should know better than put a water cooler right under a hammer.
Oh, isn't that awful?
You better call somebody to mop it up, Betty. I'll wait with the other curtain till you do.
Call up the janitor, Betty.
Yes, I'm just going to.
And then call for another bottle of that water.
I will. Oh, what a mess this is.
Well, dear... How's business?
Oh, marvelous.
That's good. Well, wait till I get this other curtain hung up, and wait till I hang a couple of curtains on this big window over here.
Listen, curtains.
And maybe a flower box on that sill.
Listen, sill.
I'll have everything looking thick and fat. If I'm a partner here, I can't stand to come down every day to this office that looks like this.
Yes, Jane, that's just what I wanted to talk to you about.
What?
You see... Well, being as you're a partner here, and you want to do something, of course...
Oh, sure, I want to do all I can.
Yes, well, you see, all the business, of course, that we do doesn't all take place right inside the office.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there are things that have to be done outside. I hate to impose on you.
Oh, don't be silly. What is it, dear? What do you want me to do?
Well, as I say, there's outside work that has to be done, like... stamps.
Stamps?
Yes, we happen to be out of stamps at the moment, and I thought that you, Oh, but I don't want to bother you with things like...
Oh, no, go ahead. What are you trying to say, dear?
Oh, I don't like to say it, Jane.
Oh, go ahead, dear. You can talk to me. After all, we're married.
Married?
Yes, you can tell me. What is it?
Well, it's just that I don't...
Oh, dear, you're blushing.
No, I'm not. That's high blood pressure. I'm just trying to restrain myself, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Well, go ahead. What is it, dear? What about Sam?
Well, to put it bluntly, Jane, I guess I might as well be frank with you. After all, you're a partner here.
Oh, sure.
Well, we're out of stamps, and I wonder if you'd go out and buy us some. There. Well, that's off my chest.
Is that what you took so long to tell me?
Oh, well, if you don't want
to. Oh, I'll do it. I didn't mean I wouldn't do it, but, well, can't Betty get some?
Oh, no. This is something I could only entrust to a partner. Stamps, of course. Well, you know, I always think of them as something the government sells.
Oh, the government.
Yes, and I'd hate to have anybody else do it, but somebody I could trust.
Oh, I see. Well, what kind of stamps?
Well, I want to get $10 worth. Here, I'll give you the $10, and you run right along.
Well, I can go after I hand a curtain care.
No, we need them right away. We can't do anything around here till we get stamps. We can't mail any letters. The wheels of the whole office stop. Now, here, take this $10 and go down to the United States Post Office. Just take your time and shop around for whatever stamps you think that we ought to have.
They're here.
What?
They're here. Mr. Neff and that man.
Oh, great heaven. Look, Jane.
I'm going.
No, you can't go now. They'll see. I know. Come here, Jane.
Where?
Here. Will you stay in here till I'm finished with them?
In this closet?
Well, it's not bad. It's big. Just stay in here till they leave.
So why can't I go buy the stamps now and then come back and see
them? I'll explain it to you later. Don't come out till you hear my door slam and they're gone.
Door slam?
Yes, and they're gone. Please, Jane, hurry.
Oh, it's a fine way to treat a partner in this closet.
Okay, Betty, show them in.
But how long is this comfort going to last? After all, Aunt Jane and that stuffy closet.
Well, will you please not delay things any more than we have to? Show them in.
I was just going to. All right, Mr. Neff, come right in.
Yes, come right in, Mr. Neff. Sorry to have kept you waiting.
Come in, Mr. Thompson, come in. Shake hands with my partner, Mr. A.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Thompson.
I'm glad to meet you, sir. Is that new girl you hired?
Oh, yes, this is Miss Taylor, Mr. Neff.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Neff.
Yes. How much experience have you had in this kind of work?
Oh, lots, sir.
Been kind of young. How old are you?
18.
Thought so. Couldn't have had much experience. Where'd you work?
She's from out of town, Mr. Neff. She had good references, and she's been doing a good job so far.
Well...
That'll be all, Miss Taylor. See that we're not disturbed.
Yes, sir.
Well, gentlemen, if you'll be seated...
Thompson's got that farm I was telling you about yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Thompson and I are old cronies, and he never fails to come to me when he's in trouble.
Trouble?
Now, look here, you old fossil. This is nothing to go strutting around the town. You told me this could be done quietly and without any to-do.
Well, we'll have to tell my partner here what the details are.
Well, I don't see why. Why can't he just sell the farm and let it go there?
Well, I don't mean to be inquisitive, but I hope it's nothing shady.
Shady?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Well, what's the catch?
A woman.
A woman?
Not so loud. Like to see the old boy squirm. Serves him right. He's old enough to know better.
Well, I can't stand it. My two children have had me followed and watched. Do I feel like I'm living in a goldfish bowl right down on Main Street?
Serves you right.
Now, look here.
Well,
now, if you don't want to tell me the details at this time...
Oh, well, I guess we told you half of it. We can tell you the rest of it.
Well, if you insist, but maybe some other time.
Oh, it's a long, long story. Sit down, Thompson.
Oh, it's a long story. Well, maybe some other time would be better.
No, might as well get it over with now. So you know exactly what the situation is. It's only between us three men.
Only between us. Yes, well, suppose we skip that part out. Mr. Thompson doesn't seem to want to tell it anyhow. And...
Well, it's just that I'm going to marry this young lady.
She's 22, and he's nearly 60.
54, you dried up old...
Listen to her.
Yes, well, we don't have to go into all that.
My two children are trying to break it up. They're trying to take everything I have to keep us from getting married.
But his mind's made up.
I'm getting out of town. Going away on a long honeymoon cruise. But I need money. So
I see. You want to sell this farm.
It's the only thing his children haven't tied up.
Yes, well, that wasn't such a long story. Sure,
Well, I've got to do this in the strictest privacy. Now, can you handle it?
Oh, sure, I understand.
So far, they don't know where this farm is. But they do know that I've got one somewhere. And I know they're having me follow to find out just where it is.
Yes, well, if that's all there is to it, gentlemen, I'll get all the details later from Mr. Neff.
No, wait a minute.
What?
Is that the way you do business? How about a signed agreement from Thompson, making you his agent?
Oh, yes, I forgot. Well, I'll have one drawn up later and get it over to you as soon as I can.
No, do it now. The You don't want to get into any legal difficulties later if his children find out. Have the girl draw it up now.
Yes. Well, all right, I'll do it right now. Yes, I guess I better do it. Oh, Miss Taylor, draw up this agreement and please, in a hurry.
He should have called that girl in here. Suppose somebody hears him. Somebody might be following me. This dirty... What was that?
Oh, don't be so nervous.
What was that?
What?
Did you hear somebody knock?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, it's just some... come in!
It's that door there.
Come in!
Who's she?
Well, what the...
Hello.
I knew it. Hey, where are you going? Come back here. How long have you been in there? Come back here.
Oh, I can't now.
Where are you going?
Government business.
Government business. I knew it.
Come back here.
I knew they'd find out. He had no business.
Well, looks like Mr. Race's first big deal with Mr. Neff has hit a snag. Unless Mr. Race can explain to a very worried Mr. Thompson just what Jane was doing in that closet. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.